legal battle. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. Former President Trump pleading the fifth at the office of the New York Attorney General, which is investigating his business dealings.
Mr. Trump arrived at the AG's office around 9 a.m. this morning after leaving his Trump Tower apartment and waving at the camera. Attorney General Letitia James is investigating allegations that Mr. Trump and his company inflated the value of certain properties in order to obtain loans, tax deductions, and other financial benefits. In a statement released on his social media platform, Mr. Trump wrote in part, quote, "I did nothing wrong, which is why after 5 years of looking, the federal, state, and local governments, together with the fake news media, have found nothing." When it comes to pleading the fifth, Trump said, and I quote, "When your family, your company, and all the people in your orbit have become the targets of unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt, you have no choice."
Fox's David Lee Miller in New York City. The attorney general's investigation is a civil matter, but material could be used by the Manhattan district attorney, who is conducting a criminal investigation into Trump's business practices. A Maryland man described by the FBI as a white supremacist sentenced for taking part in the Capitol riot, Brian Betancur, has been sentenced to 4 months in prison and 1 year supervised release. Government data shows Americans are getting a slight reprieve from inflation.
Prices didn't go up in July compared to the month before, but they did jump 8.5% from the same time last year. That is slightly better, though, than the expectation of 8.7%. Much of the drop due to a tumble in oil and gas prices. The core CPI, which excludes volatile energy and food prices, was up 0.3% versus 0.5%. Year over year, it was 5.9% versus 6.1%.
Fox's Lillian Wu. After inflation cooled more than expected last month, the Dow was up 535 points. The NASDAQ gained 360. The S&P plus 87. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
A search in California for a missing teen. Kylie Rodney was last seen days after attending a graduation party at a Lake Tahoe campground.
More than 100 people were there, mostly teenagers, but apparently word got out. Some older people showed up, and no one apparently saw Kylie leave. Police say she was last seen at about 12:30 Saturday morning, right around the same time her cell phone stopped working. Her Honda CR-V is missing, too. Lindsay Rodney Neiman says her daughter texted her from the party, letting her know when she'd be home.
I asked her to wake me up when she got in. That was always kind of, you know, like what we did. And she said, okay, Mama, love you.
Kylie's family is offering a $50,000 reward for any information. Claudia Cowan, Fox News.
Sesame Place has announced it will implement diversity and inclusion training for its employees. This comes after a $25 million class action lawsuit was filed against the theme park, claiming multiple incidents of discrimination after a viral video appeared to show a costume character snubbing 2 6-year-old black girls during a parade. American soldiers rushed off to Europe after Russia's invasion of Ukraine are returning to Georgia.
More than 3,800 soldiers from Fort Stewart in Georgia were sent to Europe 5 months ago, members of the 1st Armored Brigade of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division. They were training in Germany alongside NATO allies as a show of force to deter further Russian aggression. Hundreds are home now. The rest should be back by the end of the month. They're being replaced on the mission by soldiers from Fort Hood, Texas, the 3rd Armored Brigade of the 1st Cavalry Division. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Louisiana man convicted in the 1979 killing of his roommate and another friend is being released after 42 years in prison. Louisiana Board of Pardon and Parole voting to release David Chenevert, who had agreed to a life sentence when he pled guilty to the killings. I'm Lisa Lucera. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.